was a loose goat in Detroit. It went viral because the guy, as you'll hear, made a hilarious noise running from this terrifying goat.
What does a loose goat and psychedelic healing shack have in common? That's only Fox News' Jessica Dupnak, who can break it down for us. She joins us live on Detroit's West Side. Jess, you have a lot of crazy stories for us. This may top the list.
You're always giving it to me and joking around with me about my crazy stories. And yeah, this one will not disappoint. Now, you might have seen this floating around social media this weekend, a video that's gone viral of a guy here on Detroit's West Side. He was running and screaming from a goat. Well, it turns out that video is just the beginning of this story.
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite.
Well, now he is. They're buds. But a couple of days ago, this was Daylon Scott.
Yes. Okay, he just jumped on the hood of a small SUV. Oh, man, goats can hop up on stuff pretty good,
yeah,
too.
All it's doing is slowly walking up the driveway. It doesn't appear to be angry at him. No. I don't know what
scary.
Happened before that.
No, but you could see how, like, out of the blue it would be jarring, especially in downtown Detroit.
I would have freaked out. Yeah, I can't say I wouldn't have done the same.
I would only have to maybe take one double take if that happened in my yard, because my neighbors have animals. But in Detroit, yeah, this would be very startling.
But a lot of people thought that that was a girl scream when you jumped up on that car.
He just looked off to the side like, oh, man.
And his buddy's standing there next to him, trying not to laugh in his face.
He's like, yeah, she's right. She's right.
What do you got to say for yourself?
I mean, he scared the female out of me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
Daylon and brother Jupiter.
They are buddies now.
Look at him.
Daylon and brother Jupiter Star, not his real name, meeting Smokey the Goat for the first time Monday since he got loose.
Okay, this goat's kind of being a butthole.
It's
like, nipping at him.
Yeah, he is kind of
every time they go
punching him.
Every time they go to pet him, he's like,
he's spitting and licking them and then nipping at their knees.
Still image is hilarious.
Monday since he got loose and scared the out of him.
I just wasn't expecting in a neighborhood. Not at all in a neighborhood.
That's a real goat.
Just like a big brother.
That's a real effing goat.
But I mean,
he's not wrong.
But they've become friends in the last like 3 days.
You don't see that happening, do you?
No. And where did this goat come from? Who does it belong to?
Just like a big brother would, this was Jupiter Star's reaction.
Just looked through the window, making sure he was okay. And my mom running outside with a knife, trying to.
Your mom brought a knife?
Yeah, she brought a knife, trying to get it to him. But she's so scared of animals.
With mom's help, Daylon made it inside their West Side Detroit home.
She barely poked her head out of the gate, holding like a big ass kitchen knife.
Nope.
And was like, nope, you're fine out there, man.
No, they are. They are treating this thing like it's a wolf.
Go!
They have an unscientific theory why Smokey was so excited.
The goat was trying to hump us.
Oh, God. We have been sorely lacking in these types of news stories.
The goat was trying to hump us.
In true Detroit fashion, it doesn't end there.
Comfrey and dandelion and...
Remember, in Detroit, stories never end with the goat trying to hump a stranger. There's always more. Just like you've heard about Detroit. Detroit versus the world in goat humping.
And there.
Comfrey and dandelion and fenugreek and chaparral.
What?
Cue Dr. Bob. This is where you do the body work.
Right.
The brothers investigation.
Boy, you want to talk about a place where I do not want to get a massage.
If Tommy Chong hadn't made it big, this was his life.
The guy has a gray beard and a trapper hat, where all the flaps are lifted up, but it looks like it's 1,000 years old. He's got a pressed bat on the wall.
Yep. And then a painting of a child with its eyes closed, like blowing bubbles behind him, that's clearly not his.
It looks like it's about to kiss that chipmunk that's in the corner of the painting. I don't know what that thing is.
Very, very strange. Lots of bugs.
Kind of looks like a goat himself with his beard.
Yeah.
The brothers' investigation into the loose goat led them down the street from their house to the psychedelic healing shack.
I kind of look like a goat. They're just gentle creatures, and they're biblical, and they're very healing.
This is Robert, Dr. Bob Pizzamenti.
By the way, Dr. Bob is in quotes, which means Not a doctor.
No, yeah. Definitely not a doctor.
The doc took in Smokey and Perfect and Angel.
If it was up to me, they might be in the house, but my wife's not going for that one.
He's currently locked horns with the city of Detroit for proper permitting to keep the crew. And now that Smokey cannot escape, the brothers hope he can stay.
It's just all tongue and snorts.
I do love that in all of this, this young man gets chased by this goat. He's terrified. And then they meet psychedelic Dr. Bob, who is their neighbor. Yeah. And now they've befriended everybody. Like, the goats, yeah. Dr. Bob.
They're all friends.
They're going to have a great block party now.
Yeah. It's going to be like a 2-block shutdown.
Yeah, with mushrooms. Yeah.
Look at this stupid thing.
That noise is going to haunt me. All right, so here in Detroit, you can have ducks and chickens and honeybees. Dr. Bob says goats are still in a gray area. He plans to fight the city so he can keep his trio. Reporting live in Detroit's West Side, Jessica Dubnak.
It's probably not appropriate to bring a knife to a goat fight.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about when you're always giving it to me.
That was probably my favorite part of the story is the mom with the kitchen knife.
Yeah.
And the fact that this 20-year-old was calling for mom when he was in trouble. I loved it.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm so curious to know how this moves forward with the city. I know you'll be on top of it. And give us the details as this happens. But a funny story, one that will certainly go viral if it hasn't already, coming up because of this report.
You should see how I work my tongue.
I gave my number to both those boys.
The goats are the...
The goat's not the only thing horny around here.